Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Mizor Hindu Law Women's Rights ACT, 1933. Nigama vs. Devyarama 2001-6, KARLJ 373. Mizor Act No. 10 of 1933. Mizor Hindu Law Women's Rights Act, 1933, had been in force on the first day of January, 1934. The question is, what is the effect of the provisions of this act? This act no doubt governs succession to interest in the property. After coming into force of the act, it had the effect of regulating the succession to the property in case of a male Hindu dying intestate. The act declare that it shall come into force on the first day of January 1934. The act became applicable to persons who, but for the passing of this act, would have been subject to the law of Mitokshara in respect of matters for which the provisions are contained in the act. Section 3 does not reveal that it is retrospective in operation. High Court of Mizore in Huchathim Gowda v. Dayavama, AIR 1954 MICE 93. The foregoing shows that the Mitokshara law in force in the former princely state of Mizore was different from the law which was in force in the state of Madras. It could further be seen that the personal laws of Hindus in Madras as well as in the former princely state of Mizore were amended by statutes passed by legislature which were in force in the respective areas. Gunama vs. Srinivas AIR 1971 MICE 28, 1970, 2 MICE LJ Bench, Sihania, even Kadarmaya. It is well settled law that a Hindu belonging to Mitokshara school continues to be governed by the law in force in the area to which he belongs, even though he may migrate to some other area, until it is proved that the family has adopted the Mitokshara law which is in force in the area to which the family has migrated. It is enough to refer in support of what is stated above to a decision of the Privy Council in Abdurrahim v. Halimobai, AIR 1915 PC 86, in which it is observed as follows. Where a Hindu family migrates from one part of India to another, prima facie, they carry with them their personal law, and, if they are alleged to have become subject to a new local custom, this new custom must be affirmatively proved to have been adopted. The position would not be different even when a part of one state is taken out of that state and added onto another for administrative reasons. That was the view which was expressed by the Privy Council in Samashikara Royal v. Sugudarmaya Devaroyal, AIR 1936 PC 18, in which it was held that the mere transfer of a district to another presidency for administrative purposes was not sufficient to affect the personal law of the residents in that district, unless and until it was shown that in the case of any resident there that he had intended to change and had in fact changed his personal law. The mere fact that Venkata Swami had gone to Mizore in search of an employment cannot, therefore, be considered as sufficient to hold that there was change of his personal law unless it is shown that he intended to do so. Further, in this case it is to be seen that it is not pleaded in the plaint that there was any such change of personal law applicable to the family of the parties to these proceedings on account of their intention to do so. This question is a question of law and fact, and unless proper pleadings are placed before the court and necessary evidence is led in support of the pleadings, it would not be possible to hold that there was such a change in the personal law governing the family. It may also be mentioned here that by virtue of the personal law of the parties derived from the texts which constitute the source of the law, the plaintiff would not be entitled to a share in the family properties on the ground that the properties have passed onto the hands of the sole surviving coparsoner. Such a right was created for the first time by the Mizore Act of 1933, which came into force on January 1, 1934 in the former princely state of Mizore. So unless it is established that the parties to this suit were governed by the Mizore Act of 1933, the plaintiff would not be entitled to a share on the ground that the joint family properties passed to the hands of a sole surviving coparsoner on the death of Venkataswamy. High Court of Mizore in Keshava Anantha Dixit v. Rama Dixit, 1947, 25 MICE LJ 94. That was a case in which a Hindu male who belonged to a family that migrated to former Mizore state from Rani Benar in Darwar district in the days of his paternal grandfather, died intestate in Mizore after the Mizore Act of 1933 came into force, leaving immovable property in Mizore. He and his father who had predeceased him were born in Mizore after the migration. After his death, the plaintiffs, who were the sons of his mother's sisters, filed